You're going to have to excuse me for a while here, okay? I've just been thinking about all this stuff going on in the world today, and I just got to check it out here. I brought my paper today because, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And when I look in the paper here, my goodness, the city paid $193 million in 5 years for legal payouts. That's our tax dollars. What's going on here? Unbelievable. Airstrike in Gaza. Oh, no. Debbie finally moves out of the U.S. Who's Debbie? That's a big storm, okay? Philippines are endangered by China's patrol plane. Oh, my goodness. It just goes on. Fatal crash. Russia pushes back. War. What are we going to do with all this stuff going on in this world? Oh, my gosh. I just don't know. I'm sure you've read some of the papers here, the things that are going on, and you watch the TV, and what's a person going to do? I don't have a solution. I don't know what to do, but I do know who does have a solution. Yeah. You know, what is a born-again Christian going to do? Filled with the Holy Spirit, a son of God. What are we going to do? God's Word. We've got a Heavenly Father that's given us a resource by which we can live according to His perspective. Yes. Let's go to Colossians. We're going to have a lot of these verses on the screen here. Colossians 3:1. We're going to start there. And Colossians 3:1, if ye then be risen with Christ, if you're risen with Christ, anybody here risen with Christ? Spiritually, if you're born again of God's Spirit, you are risen with Christ. And that Greek word if, by the way, interesting to look at that Greek word. It's in the indicative mood. I don't know if you noticed that or not. But it is in the grammar of Greek. And really what this means is that it is assumed an actual fact. The condition being unfilled, but no doubt being thrown upon the supposition. In other words, it's a done deal. So, if you're risen with Christ, what are we to do? Seek those things which are where? Above. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things in the earth? No. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. I mean, that kind of nails it, doesn't it? For us today, living in this crazy world, we don't have to be so involved with it, so broiled into it. We're always looking up because He's coming back. He's coming back. And we're seated in the heavenlies. We'll see some great truths. All right, the next verse here, verse 2. It says, set your affections on things above, not on the earth. Next verse, for you are what? Dead. Thankfully, that's a figure of speech, okay? Figure of speech, we're in this world, and your life is what hid with Christ in God. Our life, what really counts, is hid in God in Christ. Great reality. Next verse. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with Him in glory. Oh, wow. That's going to be the day, huh? Woo! All right, so what do we do? Verse 5, I think. Let's take a look at that. What are we going to do in light of this? Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. Now, what's the word mortify mean? Put to death, basically. Just kill it. Yeah, put to death. What are we going to put to death which is on this earth? And there's five things listed. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Now, did you catch all those? What do they mean? Well, let me give you a few definitions, all right, so you can understand that which we want to get rid of for sure. Fornication literally means immoral sexual intercourse, you know, outside of marriage. Uncleanliness is impure acts contrary to the law and God's word. Inordinate affections, overly passionate and lustful. Evil concupiscence, whatever that word says. Evil cravings and desires. And then covetousness, which is idolatry, is just being greedy, overly greedy. See, these things we get rid of. We don't live that type of life. I know in the world we see a lot of it. Oh man, we embrace anything and everything. We've got to love everybody. Everybody's okay. So no matter what they believe, and if they want to change their sex, sure, go ahead. That's fine. We'll embrace that. Is that what God's word's communicating? No, not at all. Even though society embraces these differences, we do not have to buy into them. Amen. We really don't. And I know these things are flooding our schools and in our society, but we don't have to go there. We don't have to get embroiled in it. Why? We seek those things which are above, right? We set our affections on things above, not on things in the earth. Praise the Lord. You know, man has gotten to the point that he's abandoned the true ethics of godly morals. It's all about me, myself, and I. You know, one wonderful minister, I saw a quote that he had in light of these issues. He says, "We have become far more fascinated with selfies than service." You know, who's talking about service, helping others? It's all about me, me, me. I mean, it's crazy, right? But again, we're believers. We do not have to get embroiled into these worldly things. I'm thankful that we can live according to God's perspective. You know, there's a prayer. And what is it that we do as believers? Pray, right? In Colossians chapter 1, let's take a look at that. There's a wonderful prayer here. And in verse 9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you." Wow, this is dedicated prayer, huh? "They did not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with all the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." This is not talking about the worldly wisdom. It's talking about God's wisdom and understanding. That's where we want to focus. That's our prayer, that people would come to a knowledge of God's word so they don't have to be beaten around by this worldly stuff that we see every day. Verse 10 says, "that you might walk worthy of the Lord." We want to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. It goes on, verse 11, "strengthened with might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness." Verse 12, "giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet or adequate to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Wow, we just are so thankful to the Father that we are His. And finally, verse 13, "who hath delivered us from the power of darkness." Yeah, power of darkness is pretty evident out there, right? But we've been delivered of that. And He has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. See, that's our government, the kingdom of God. Not this world. You want to see some more verses on this?
Yes.
Good. I've got some. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You know, I know we're suffering. I'm real thankful that we prayed for situations where believers are dealing with physical issues and mental issues and things. And yeah, we've got affliction. We get hit. There's tribulation. No doubt about it. But it's just for a moment. Because eternity is much bigger than just a moment. Yeah. Wow. And, you know, as we move through these issues and afflictions, and we get the victory in the end, we keep moving. And what does that produce? An eternal weight of glory. Pretty exciting, huh? While we look not on the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. I mean, this is pretty wild, figuratively, isn't it? We don't look at the things that are seen. You know, I see all this stuff. But we don't look at that. We look at the things that are not seen, the spiritual truths and things that really count. We're seated in the heavenlies, it says in Ephesians. Do you see yourself there physically? No, but spiritually you're there. And that's what we focus on, the spiritual realities over the physical. Yeah. While we look not at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. All this craziness, not going to be around forever. But the things which are not seen, what is that? They're eternal. Man, can you see how we need to get our minds focused on this type of thinking? And not get so wrapped up in the worldly activities? Yes, I know we live in this world and we are involved. We do vote. We take a stand on things. But let's take a stand on God's Word first and foremost. And let that be the banner that we fly. God's wonderful love. Well, you know, there's another section in the Scriptures I think of a lot. I kind of go here a lot, too. I don't have them on the screen for you. But 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20, if you want to look at your Bibles, I'll give you the quote on it. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have in of God, and you are not your own? You don't belong to yourself, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We've been bought with a price, huh? We belong to Him forever and ever. We don't belong to this world. We put up with things, but we don't belong here. Well, there's another prayer I want to share with you in God's Word. And that's Ephesians chapter 3. And I think we do have these verses for you. Ephesians 3, 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you picture just bowing your knees? You just get on your knees in this prayer to our Heavenly Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. That's where we get our strength, in that inner man, that Spirit of God that's in us. That's what we draw on. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Yeah. God's love. Man, we love people. No matter what they're doing or whatever, we just love on people. And it's the love of God that draws people to us. We just love on them. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. And here we go. This is phenomenal. may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. In four dimensions, what do we want to know? And to know the love of Christ. To know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Wow, isn't that phenomenal? It just blows my mind, these scriptures. I must have read this 100 times, and it still just hits my heart big time. The love of Christ, filled with all the... You want to be filled with all the fullness of God? Get the love of Christ in you. Amen. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. In us. Wow. That's our lifestyle. Living according to His perspective. Wow. We are so loaded as saints. We are filled with all His fullness. It allows us to be and do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. It's phenomenal life. Well, one more scripture. Well, actually, two more scriptures in Philippians. We're going to close here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things behind. That stuff that tries to hold us back. Get rid of it. Let it go. And reach forth unto those things which are before. What's in front of us? Hope of Christ's return. Yeah. The power of God being manifested in our lives as we believe it. Day in and day out. I press, next verse, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. I think you prayed about that, or which was pretty neat. See, we've had the Olympics. The Olympics is closing out today. And it's been interesting watching the dedication of these athletes. Phenomenal how they have so pushed themselves to be gold medal winners. And yet, you and I, as born-again ones, we press towards the high calling of God. That's where we dedicate our lives. That's where we work hard. That's where we renew our minds to believe God's Word. Yes, the high calling of God. We press toward that prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So let's get rid of all the baggage that this world puts on us, really. And let's just keep pressing on with this wonderful high calling that God has called us. Let's just continue to live according to His perspective and lifestyle. Sound good? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for the privilege we have to live according to Your lifestyle, that we can truly be Your kids, sons of God with power, and that we can just put off this crazy world and move forward with the hope of Christ's return. So thank You that You continue to work with us, Father. You continue to heal us, continue to deliver us, continue to take care of us until that great and wonderful Father. And we thank You for calling us in Your family. And I pray and thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And all right. Bless you guys.
All right. Well, that brings us to a point of closure this morning, but that does not